WRPB 448 monitoring.
WSBQ 996 monitoring. WRNW 329, good morning. We're monitoring. WSBY 438, standing by.
WRPV 448, standing by and monitoring.
WRPV is standing mobile. Is it safe to come out? Apparently not.
T-Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, listening.
WRXP 401, downtown Detroit, Michigan. Can I get a radio check on this unit?
Hard and clear down there in Detroit, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, Saginaw.
Roger that. Thank you, Saginaw. Have yourself a great day.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 listening.
WSAG 266, mobile. A42 mobile, monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile, listening.
In. 810 WSAG 266, up here in Carroll this morning, mobile.
Morning there, 266, I'm over here in Saginaw right now. You're sounding real good into the machine. First person here is Paige, Papa Alpha, India Golf Echo. Pleasure to meet you.
You're sounding good over here. I'm sure I'm hitting the Mayville repeater.
Very possible. Mayville's got a really good footprint there. I'm coming in on the Saginaw machine right now. I can hit Saginaw, Bay City, Mayville. I can pretty much hit all of them from where I'm at.
Copy that. My QTH is Carroll and my home base, rather. And are you located in the Saginaw area?
Yeah, the home QTH is actually in Spalding, just south of Saginaw. I'm just outside of downtown right now in the mobile, headed back to Spalding, and then I got to run out to Vassar, and then possibly be headed out your way as well. We seem to spend a lot of time out there.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm out buying some groceries for Mom this morning and going to go over and visit her and see what she's up to and try to stay cool today. The last couple of days have been pretty tropical, and I think we're going to have a couple more here.
The weather maps when I was looking at them yesterday. We had some yard work that's been going on this week, and unfortunately they planned the wrong week to do it because it's just too dang hot to want to do it all. But what are you going to do? Stuff's got to get done.
Stand by one. Copy that. Kind of like the postman, you know, ice, snow, and sleet, that sort of thing. It needs to get done when it needs to get done. Yeah, operator named Doug here, Delta Oscar Uniform Golf. How about you?
Hey there. Good morning there, Doug. First personal is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo.
Come again with that. You were breaking up just a little bit.
First person over here is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo.
Yeah, got it. Paige, correct.
I Affirmative.
That, yeah, you got any plans for the weekend?
I'm not sure yet. Probably going to spend time at home Saturday with the kiddos, and maybe Sunday take them out to the park or something, let them go swimming in a splash pad or something. That's pretty much it that I know of.
Yeah, I've got a family reunion on Saturday, and Sunday I think I'll just wind up taking it easy around the QTH.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I got two boys, and then we got two nieces with us right now as well, so, you know, they span an age from 5 all the way up to 17, so we definitely got our hands full there. So a day of rest doesn't exist in my life anymore, but, you know, it's worth it.
That's quite a spread in ages.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, like I said, my boys are 5 and 17, and then the nieces are 7 and 10. So, yeah, they definitely keep us hopping.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, but it's okay, though, in a way, having that age. But 17-year-old is really good. He adores his brother, so he helps out a lot with him, and you know, the girls like to chip in and help out, so at the end of the day, it's not quite too bad, but, you know, they all have their unique issues, so, you know, like I said, I love them all to death, you know, as much as I want to kill them sometimes. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Friday.
Well, that's good. They all get along. Are your nieces and nephews live nearby, or, you know, they really out of town? WSAG 266.
No, my two boys and my two nieces are all together right now. They're all in the same house.
Roger that. Hey, what's the price of fuel over in the Saginaw area right now?
I don't know about Saginaw. I stopped at Vassar the other day, and I think it was $3.70. I know, usually I go to the Speedway down in Bridgeport there right off the interstate, and it's usually running about $3.40. I haven't really paid much attention here, but I'll be passing one in just a second. I'll have to let you know what it is. Sometimes at the gas station over there by the Walmart in Caro seems to be pretty cheap.
$3.20 at Grand and 21. Well, that's more than reasonable. Yeah, diesel here, Darren diesel, and the cheapest I find it is about $3.55 a gallon.
Hey, good fellow. Yeah, this is Travis out here in
Owasso.
WSUA 842, and I copied you saying that you were getting it down there, and fell off there in the Saginaw area. Was underneath you. Go ahead, Saginaw.
Yeah, hi, Travis. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Yeah, just tagging with out here out in Caro and, you know, finding some gas prices and stuff like that. Back over to you, Doug.
That's, out here, up in the central part of Tuscola and driving through the fields there and corn and the beans look pretty good out here. I'm sure the farmers are going to have a good year here. Well, up here for sure, and I'm sure across the state with all the rain we've been having.
It's looking pretty good. I got a pumpkin patch going out, and the plants are moving pretty nice. I dressed it with triple 12, and they're coming up nicely. They should be on schedule for our Halloween party, the trunk or treat that we put on.
Oh, I hear sagging off.
Trunk or treats are always fun. I know. I love taking the kids out to them. Where I'm living right now, out here in just south of Saginaw proper, they got a farm there where they grow corn and soybeans and stuff like that, and their crops are looking pretty good right now too.
Those pumpkins sound pretty good. I'm wondering if you guys are finding any. Oh, sweet corn, not in the store, but out, from local growers, and what's that going for a dozen out there if you're finding it?
I don't really know what they're going for. There's plenty of it around. Usually the wife does the shopping, so, she gives a tight ring on the grasp on the purse string, so to speak. I think we'll also double in there, so Travis, go ahead.
Wasso, are you still in there? Okay, nothing heard from Wasso. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of local grown corn yet. I mean, it's usually out, pick a spot every couple of miles, somebody's throwing sweet corn, but I haven't seen any yet. And we've got a guy that we go by from, he's probably 3 miles away, and he's usually pretty, has pretty good prices, and he has amazing corn.
Roger that. I've always gotten hooked on fresh corn. When I was growing up back east, our neighbors across the street had a little farm in their, you would call it their side yard, and we used to go pick the corn and cook it up as soon as it came off the stalk, and, that was the best.
Got that right. Nothing better than, fresh picked sweet corn.
Yeah, I like my vegetables fresh. In the backyard out of the family house, they grow different types of berries and stuff, and little cherry tomatoes, things like that, strawberries, and I love going out there just picking them fresh off and chowing down on them. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10.
I can remember one time when I was young and dumb raiding the watermelon farm, probably 8 miles down the road. I'm not proud of that, but man, those watermelons were sure good.
Watermelon, I'm not a tremendous fan of it anymore. I mean, I'll eat it if it's there, but I won't go out of my way for it.
We're only going for the watermelons with the seeds in it, seedless or the white seeds. Nah, it's, we're not big fans of those. We just want to stick with, non-GMO, more natural stuff, but we've had a pretty good
luck this year with watermelon and muskmelon. Hey, Paige, I'm going to have to pull it short here because I'm getting close to my location. Thanks for the contact here this morning, and be safe down there at Saginaw in that area, and hope you're having a great day and have a great weekend. And I'll be clear on your final, WSAG 26673.
Alrighty there, 266 Doug. It was a pleasure meeting you and a pleasure having a chat with you. I'm just a few minutes from my destination as well. So you have yourself a good weekend too. Have fun at that reunion. Be safe and, you know, hopefully we'll do so again. Have a good one. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
WRYB. I just need 5 feet a gallon for premium.
WR2J 263, looking for a radio check.
Hey, 263, loud and clear. With the Roger beep, should go though.
WRUJ 263, copy that. The Roger beep has been turned on. Thank you for the insight.
Copy that. Sound okay. Coming in to repeater, whichever one. Detroit. This is WRZX 218.
Station out there, 966. Station 966, WIUG, OED, copy. All right, one more time. WRFX 966, WIUG, OED, copy. WIUG, OED is clear.
Hey, 488, you got a copy?
Guy Do, this is WIUG, OED. I was just going to call for you. How you doing today?
Same predicament. Hot as hell, over.
And that's what I'm seeing. It's hot out there already. Is it going to be like yesterday? I think it was a human yesterday.
A ditto repeat is what they're saying. Maybe not 90, but close to it.
It feels like it because I'm sitting here and sweating, and I'm going to turn the air on, and I'm going to stay a little bit inside. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, it's, the sun is just in and out a little bit, so that's better than yesterday, but, the humidity is still going to be there. Good day to jump in the lake, over.
You're right about that, but I was out there yesterday. I didn't jump in. I was on the boat for 2 hours, you know, going around the whole Cache Lake, and it was very nice, you know. It was a little bit of wind blowing, but it was hot.
Copy. Yeah, you got to keep moving to get any kind of breeze going. I think I'm going to take a little scooter ride here myself and go check out Belleville Lake where I got to go tomorrow and see what's going on at the boat launch, over.
Yeah, that'll be nice to do it anyhow. Yeah, go ahead, you know. What can you do? Go out there and find out what's all about. Where can you go and all that? And you should do any good. I don't know if you, you know, just maybe you can sit around for a couple of minutes, watch if there's any fishes out there coming and going, and which way they going and which way they coming from. Roger?
I copy that. He's got a big pontoon boat. I got to figure out which DNR site will accommodate us better. And then pick that one. Let him know.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. All right, Randall. I'm going to go outside for a little bit. I got to go in the garage and see what's happening there. And I will talk to you a little bit later on today. Anyhow, I was up at 6 o'clock this morning, didn't hear nothing at all on 725 or 600.
Yeah, copy that. Me neither. Yeah, I was up too. I didn't hear nothing. All right, Jet. We'll talk at you later on here this afternoon or evening. I'll take my handheld with me and stick it under my seat. And take a little scooter putt, I think. All right, we'll talk at you later. It's WRZX218, and we're clear after your final.
Hi, 218. Good talking to you. You take care. WIUG 488.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Yeah, this one's Phil
Day.
Just trying to survive the heat and the humidity.
That's what it feels like here in Rochester Hills. It's warm here, so I don't know. It could be same as yesterday. I was telling the friend of mine, I was out at the Cache Lake yesterday and we cruised around with the boat about 3-4 times for a couple of hours, and that's about it.
Sounds nice. I'd love to be out on the boat right now.
And what is the temperature by you out that way? I say, no, I'm on the home base right now, and it shows 85 degrees.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, my car kind of bounces around a little bit, depending if I'm in the sun or not. Right now I'm just going through a shady spot. It dropped down to 80, but once I come around this next bend and back in the sun, it'll go back up again. Either way, hot as hot.
I guess that is the nature. whatever nature say, that's about it. All right, good talking to you. You take care and stay safe with this hot weather. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 488.
WRXP 401, trying to contact WRNQ 405. Do you copy? WRNQ 405, copy loud and clear. Same on your end. I got you loud and clear. I'm on the west side of Detroit on here on Finkel and Grand River. You're coming in real strong.
Roger that. I'm downtown Detroit right now.
You guys start that walk yet?
That is affirmative. Completed.
Solid copy. You guys down to do another mile?
I think I'm game. I'm not sure about her.
Roger that. As soon as I get down there, I'm going to see about getting something in my belly, and then I'll be ready to jump in and walk in.
That's a solid copy.
All right, I'm in route. Your location, WXP 401, over.
Roger that, WRNQ 405, signing out.
WRYB 421. Good day, everyone.
RWS 538 monitoring. WSDU 261 monitoring.
IUG 488 from WRFX 966.
Everybody doing WSCC 593.
WRYV 421. All good. How are you?
How's everybody doing? This is WSDT 593.
WSAG 266, and I'm mobile.
Are you all the way up in Sheboygan?
Not able to copy here and off the Mayville repeater. Try again.
I got you. Yeah, I was picking up on the computer. I'm down out here in Auburn Hills.
I'm picking you up, but your signal is real light where I can't understand a word you're saying. WSAG 266.
Yeah, I'm using a 5-watt HD radio with an inverter.
I just caught using an HD at 5 watts. Yeah, I just caught that part.
A mobile setup or a
WSAG 266, Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439.
WSAG 266, go ahead.
Just wanted to let you know there was someone in there playing around throwing a carrier on that guy from Auburn Hills. It wasn't the Auburn Hills guy's fault.
I was wondering about that. I think it sounded like my old 11 meter days at the radio in the background, you know, listen to the local, who knows what kind of radio station. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, visions of Channel 6. Anyways, you're sounding great from the Mayville repeater. I'm in Flushing, talking on the Flint repeater.
Copy that. Yeah, I got you 5-9 here, and channel 6 or channel 11, and they're running 10,000 watts, and playing Willie Nelson in the background, or whatever the choice of music is of the day.
Yep. There's always that one in every crowd.
Copy that. You also catch them on HF radio. The one in particular, I think, comes out of Mexico at 7.200. And, I mean, that guy is broadcasting, and I don't think they can shut him down. I believe he's south of the border.
I don't think I've heard that one. I know sometimes on 7272, things get a little dicey there, too.
I hadn't heard that one. I guess I'll be on the lookout for that.
That's a pretty popular frequency, and again, there's always that one guy in the crowd.
It seems like it's happening a lot more often, and I don't get it. It ain't right.
Well, I guess if no one wants to talk to them and they've got nothing to say, that's the next best thing they know how to do. So, again, if you get more people, your chances of something like that happening increases exponentially.
Agreed. Well, I think that I believe that, you know, there's enough people being observant on GMRS where will happen less and less because they'll get called out, and then even on amateur bands, the same thing will occur, and get those guys off the air.
Roger that. I know for a fact that I think it was a couple of weeks ago someone was doing that, and evidently one of the moderators or one of the big guys just shut the repeater down. I took care of him.
The story I heard is that happened on the Michigami network, and that actually happened, as I understand it, on a couple of different repeaters, maybe even three, and I'll just leave it at that. There's more to the story, but it's not my story to tell.
WRXG 764.
Go ahead, 764.
That happened here a week or so ago. The offending station got a timeout. Apparently, he timed back in. Monitor showed that came in through Mount Clemens.
Yeah, so there is a way we can track them. Keys down enough.
Yep. Well, there's even more ways, but you had to be a system administrator to access those. I don't have admin. I can tell you what repeater they're using, but I can't get any more than that. Anyway, that's it. 7-3-WRXG-764. I got it.
Just as a data point, it's my understanding that of all the commercial radios available that's ever been sold in history have actually been outsold by Baofeng, their UV-5Rs, and you took a stab at it. I bet there's probably less than 20% of the people that bought UV-5Rs that are licensed, have a GMRS license. One of these days, the day will come, and I rue the day, where they're all going to get on at the same time, and it's going to be a handful.
WSDH-380, standing by.
Go ahead, 380. The 380 station, go ahead. So I guess the 380 station can't hear me. I'm going to let you go, Doug. WSAG-266. I just wanted to let you know what was going on. I was hearing them double with that guy keying up. You have a great day. 7-3s, Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta, 439, Dave, in Flushing. We're out.
Thanks again for the heads up. Yeah, that threw me for a loop, and I appreciate that info. WSAG-266, and I'm clear.
Thank you.
We must be up here in the good fire. We don't hear no...
WSDD-439, this is WRYD-421. Still out there?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're seeing, I'm looking.
I heard someone calling for 439, and then there's another station, I believe, that's fading in and out. Go ahead and try that again.
Yeah, 439, this is WRYB-421, just checking in, see how you're doing. I think you're the guy with the SID radio H8, right?
That is correct. I have an 8 and a 3. Talking on the 8 right now.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it sounds really good. So, yeah, you're Dave, I believe. My name is DC. Just wanted to say hello.
Oh, roger that. You said DC is the name, and your call sign, I have WRBY, but I don't have the numbers.
WRYB-421.
I have dyslexic ears. WRYB-421, got it. You said the first name there is DC, or that's the name you're going by, DC? Delta, whatever C is. DC.
Yes, sir, it's DC, no problem. Hope you have a good day. We'll be clear on your final, just WRYB-421.
Before you go, what's QTH there? Where are you calling out of?
I'm at the corner of three towns, basically the very corner of Lyon Township, Novi, and Wixom, about 28 miles from the Detroit 625 repeater.
Roger that. You're doing very well then. I used to live in the Wixom area for about a year, so I know the area well. Lived in some apartments there starting off my career. All right, DC, have a great day. 7-3s, we're clear of the channel. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta, 439. We're out.
WSI 0, standing by. DC station, WIUG-488, copy.
Hi Jack, how are you?
Very good. How about you? I haven't heard you. How did you do with that J-Paul?
I think someone's trying to come in, but anyway, I actually ended up getting a different antenna. I went back up there on last Saturday, and installed it, so it seems like I'm getting much better reception within your antenna. so the cable's been sidelined in favor of this one, obviously.
Therefore,
medium power and it should be pretty good. I'm assuming between 15 and 20 watts with this radio.
Sure, stand by for short. We are at that station out there. Go ahead, that station out there. Well, I guess not. It's not out there. Okay, but you're sounding good and a lot better from before. Roger?
Yeah, thank you. I'm not able to hit Troy repeater, but that's okay, as long as I can get here.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I got the last two letters. I wish you could go back.
Out there.
Yeah, what was the last two letters?
Yeah. Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, thanks for asking. That other station trying to come in, I don't know why. It's very hard to copy, but I don't know. He got in with you again. You know, double, it was a double. Anyhow, good talking to you. And really, that was a good thing he did, change the antenna. And this is WRUG 48, clear.
WRYV 421, clear. Take care, Jack.
You don't sound good at all. We cannot copy you. WIAG, put it in clear.
That guy is carrying on a conversation to someone somewhere. I think we're getting a little bit of skip from someone.
You could be from Ohio.
3 elements for PHF and 5 elements for DMRS. And it's pointed to the northwest, or more north than that. But you're coming in great here, and definitely loud. WSTY 438, we're listening. We're going to be on the side here for a little bit.
WFBZ 713. WFBS 311. WFBS 311, standing by.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Tango 814, monitoring and mobile.
Or is it you?
This is WSGT 814.
Okay, yeah, I remember talking to you. This is WRYV 421. How you doing?
Hey, 421, long time, no talk. I'm doing well. I'm just driving on the expressway, enjoying life. I got the kids in the back. We're going to go on a little trip to IKEA, the wonderful store, and pick up something, and just enjoying this muggy dog park day. How about yourself?
Well, that sounds fun. Yeah, it's been a hot one. The lights are flickering. I think everyone here on the grid is really cranking the AC, so I don't know if I'll be losing power at some point, but hopefully not. Anyway, have fun out there and stay cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a day where DC is making it really money. I have one of those smart things
pretty bad. I'm getting a lot of static, but if you can hear me, enjoy your trip and have fun. I'll be signing out. Time for dinner here. We'll talk another time. Have a good one. WRYB 421.
Copy that. WSBC 814. Thank you.
WRBG 829. WRBG 829 monitoring.
Station 983, WIUG
4-8,
clear. WRTX 930, WIUG 4-8, copy.
WRVG 829, monitoring.
WSBN 771, monitoring down here in Wyandotte.
WSBN 761, this is 771 down here in Wyandotte. How are you, sir?
771, I'm doing great. How about you?
Hanging out back here by the garage, trying to survive the heat. I'm tempted to go back in the air conditioning, but we'll see.
Yeah, no, it is hot out here for no reason. Yeah, I've been sweating my balls off today.
Yeah, I remember working in this heat. Luckily, we're retired, so my big thing was maybe wash the car, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I've been kind of out here moving this plywood. Hey, at least I'll get a good tan, though.
I think I heard another Wyandotte station breaking on here. This is 771 for the Wyandotte station.
This is WRFK359, Robert Amato. North side of Wyandotte Airport.
Hey, how are you, Robert? This is Jeff. I'm about mid Wyandotte, like between Northline and Goddard.
WSBU 261, clear.
Well, you know where that school is? Where the electrical towers?
Well, if you mean like Electric Street with the main powers, that, yeah, I'm only a couple blocks off those, Electric Street.
Well, I'm on that street. I'm on the corner of Goddard and Electric.
Gotcha. My name's Jeff, by the way, WSBN 771. Yeah, we're just out here by the garage trying to survive the day with the heat.
Yeah, I'm on my walkie-talkie. I got up. I'll skip through what. The beat deck I use in the house, but I figured I'd just go out. Remember the walkie-talkie you go out so far?
Yeah, copy that. You're crystal clear on that thing, too. That's definitely working.
What this puzzles me is, now, see if it puzzles you, is how can the signal, if it's wide as light, how can it go from where we're at to the course, curves, and all that, to hit the tower in downtown Detroit, when you say it's, line of sight.
Yep, I've often wondered that myself. And I've often wondered what building downtown Detroit do you think that antenna's on? Curious. The repeater?
I heard it was two of them, but they heard it say what's one. I heard it's the John Scott building. And the other one was the Renaissance Center.
Yep. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Every time they show a little helicopter view of downtown, we're looking at the top of the buildings, and there's antennas on every building.
Yeah, I usually call it the Tower of Power. It's funny is how this, all these links by microwave, I guess. You know, you can talk to someone, pop up there and spoken, and just skipping rolling in from Ohio and everything else.
Yeah, we do have a pretty impressive system here. I remember the old CB days, me and the son, we'd set up a big old station, base station, and every blue moon we'd get some skip, reach out somewhere. It's kind of cool. WSBN 771.
WRMK 359. Yeah, I was on the speed for a while, and I just got to the point I didn't like it too much because it was getting noisier and noisier, so I just quit being on it for a while.
WSBH 380, standing by.
How you doing, 380? This is 771.
Nice talk, yeah. Talk to you later, because I'm only breaking in. WRFK 359. We be out of time monitors here in the final.
All right, Robert, good to hear from you, buddy.
WRFK 771, got a question for you.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? What do you got?
I saw a disturbing video on YouTube about the interlinking of repeaters over the internet.
And I'm wondering if that's how MIH, and Mishigambi and all those computers, are they all interconnected over the internet?
Well, I'm not the guy to ask that. I'm pretty new to all this. But the little tiny bit that I've seen on the internet stuff, I don't think this runs that way. It really doesn't.
Phone wires, yeah, they use microwave. So I volunteer just to say come to the other one, vice versa.
So are they physically connected?
Negative. MI8 does not use the microwave network. MI8 network does connect through the internet. WRUX 245.
Okay. Thanks for clearing it up on me. I was just guessing at it, so. Alright. But it is from Detroit all the way up to Sheboygan. No, up by the Maxon bridge there.
What I glean from this YouTube video that I watched is that the FCC frowns on interconnecting receivers over the internet. So I just wondered if they're going to shut them down or what.
Yeah, I've saw the same video you're talking about, and I've been kind of wondering the same thing myself. I don't think anybody's going to have an issue with it unless somebody complains, to be honest.
Yep, I think that might have been a group out of Ohio.
Yeah, I think that sounds right, but yeah, somebody complained there because repeaters were interfering with something else. So I think that was the main issue, was the interference. But yeah, it sounds like they've got a few things to discuss there and straighten out, that's for sure.
Now, the guy on the video made some valid points that they're only being 8 repeaters, and with the repeaters interconnected, one conversation could tie up a whole lot of people.
Yeah, I
WRUD that.
I haven't noticed any issues like that with this system. You know, it's usually fairly quiet. To be honest, you know, it gets its busy times, but for the majority of the time, it's fairly quiet. So, I'm not sure exactly what the options are there or, what's ahead for the future. But, I watched the entire video of that luncheon they had, and they were going over quite a bit of stuff. So, it's something to consider, that's for sure.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. When they said it was a 2-hour video, I got a short attention span, so I probably wouldn't have lasted for 2 hours.
WRUD 645.
Yeah, correct. I had to watch it in a couple of parts myself. I didn't watch the whole thing all at once. Go ahead, other station.
Good afternoon, WRUD 645. Name here is Mike. And just scanning through, and I heard your interest in FCC talking about links on the internet. Well, a major link exists. I'm a ham radio operator, and there is a network that I frequent every morning that has a net on the East Coast Reflector. If you want to look it up, it's eastcoastreflector.com. And it ties about, 400 or 500 repeaters together. So, just for your information.
The ham, they're allowed to do all that, so the discussion is the scope and the different bands, so leave it at that and let the FCs figure out what they want to do.
Very good. Copy that. I wasn't aware that there was a difference between the two. So just thought I'd jump in there and say hello. 73, we're in and out. WRUD 645.
Well, thank you, WRUD 645. I hope to join your ham brotherhood. This coming Tuesday, I'm going to take the technician's test and see if I can pass.
Yeah, good luck to you. I'm studying for my general. So, I'm retired and trying to knock off a little bit every day. So, 73 to Wall, and we're in and out. Have a good afternoon, gentlemen. WRUG 645.
73 at WRUG 645. Have a good one.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to take my technician exam as well. So yeah, I'd say 73 to you, 645. But yeah, where were you going to take yours on Tuesday?
I'm going to take it in Oak Park.
Okay, yeah, that's not too far from me. Maybe I'll have to look into that one. Myself, I'm ready to take the test, just kind of procrastinating here and just have to pick a date and go get the test done.
Yep, nothing ventured, nothing gained. They say if you pass that admissions test, you can go ahead and take the general test, you know. No more, they won't charge you anything for it. And that might give you an idea, or that might give me an idea of what I need to study on to get step up to general.
Yeah, correct. That's actually what I've been waiting for. I've been doing a lot of studying for the general as well, so I can hopefully pass both of them. But, yeah, the general does get into quite a bit more, so it's something that I would definitely recommend looking into. But, you know, you've got a fairly decent chance of passing the general if you've got the tech down pat. So, yeah, I definitely say good luck to you. I hope you pass it, and, yeah, I'm sure you'll do good.
Thanks for the encouragement. I actually ordered the test from ARRL, the question and answer test. That won't get here before I take the test on Tuesday, but I'll have something to study on if I flunk that one.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great book. I've got that one myself. That's what I've been using to study. I use that and the hamstudy.org and hamtestprep. I use both those apps. And I've noticed with between both the apps, the questions are basically the same, and even in the book, it's the same. But yeah, I like having the book there to actually physically sit there and read. Seem to get it down a little bit better than just watching some of these videos.
Sounds like we might kind of be on the same page.
All right, I'm going to get off of here, and this will, I'll be checking out.
All right, nice talking to you. Say 73 to you, WRUX 245, standing by.
Copy on mobile, WSCW-364 is clearing.
WSBB 320, WSBM 300, John, you're on. Take a contact, WSBM 300, clear.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
ING
48,
go ahead.
Hold on a second. That's someone calling me.
See you a little bit. WING 48, clear.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
WRUG 488, go ahead.
Another hot, muggy day. Hope you're staying in.
I say that, but you know what? I had to do a little runaround today. I had to go take that that radio back to Combs. Roger.
Return radios back, huh? You return those crappy ones?
you can say that crappy one. I return it back. Came in with a small antenna. That's about it.
Trying to save you, man. Junky radios. Well, that's good. So you ordered the right one, or you're not ordering right now?
After I send it back on the 13, I'll have that CYT.
Break in for some information to the RFK to the Van.
Go ahead, information.
Would you guys tell me how exactly how these repeaters hook up to each other? Do they use microwaves? Do they use phone wires? Or what? How do you do it?
It's wire with two cans of pork and beans.
I don't know. You mean microwave? How the Detroit is connected to the Mount Clemens, to the Flint, to the Bay City, to the Saginaw, to the Sheboygan, to the Mayville?
Microwave. Done by microwave signal? Or is it, like if I key up now, and I'm going up to Sheboygan, is that done by microwave, or is that done by phone wire?
No, it's not telephone wire, so that kind of leaves microwave, right?
Look at the website.
Microwave.
So, what I'm getting at, what we were talking about earlier, was the FCC frowns on all these computers hook up to each other. So I don't know. That's all I was asking about.
What about the FCC?
They frown about having all these computers hooking up with each other. But the people who work on these computers, don't they own their own, internet service? Maybe do.
I don't know where you heard that from. That's definitely a big lie right there. The FCC is well aware of the repeater system, and they have no problem with it at all. Matter of fact, they like it.
With two cans of pork and beans and a wire.
Jack.
It seems in a wire, Jack.
That's what they frown upon. Like you've been watching crap on YouTube or listening to Not a Rubicon or something. Okay. if you only knew.
I want to pull some strings, but a few minutes earlier, about an hour ago, there were some guys on the radio talking about that, yes, they were talking about how they use DVPs work, and because the FCC shut some down in Toledo or something like that, because there was too many people on it, all that blah, blah, blah.
Again, it's a lie, so the FCC is well aware of this system and for many years, so you'd think that they would have said something by now. And furthermore, I heard that the FCC is making Bofang radios illegal. They're going to arrest everybody that has a Bofang radio. They're going to be, you know, felons or something. Turn it into a felony. If you believe it, the stuff you hear on the internet.
Back to you, Jack. You can have the airwaves.
Get some audio, buddy, and get a brain.
Yeah, I also heard on the internet that Bofangs are illegal. They're going to come around and storm into your house and take your radio, go to prison with your illegal radios. Is that true?
Only if you support Kamala Harris.
Free radio. You get a radio, you get a radio, everybody gets a free radio.
Like welfare, eh?
Well, you've heard of the Obama phone. There'll be a Harris radio.
It only discussed left-wing topics on it.
Politics on the radio. I know spreading of rumors of illegal radios and illegal repeaters. This is a family friendly repeater, you know, talking and information, that spreading of rumors.
Amen.
The Travelers repeater, don't forget you guys, we got travelers coming from all over the country. Roger.
Surely.
We do have a few travelers. I heard the three of them last week, and they were traveling way up north, so we give them the directions where to go and the way they can use their handheld. And this is WIUG 48. For an ID.
By the way, the repeaters, the GMRS repeaters that were shut down by the FCC was a completely different reason. It wasn't because it existed. It was because some guy, like, keyed up for, like, 2 weeks straight or something crazy. You look it up online. Go to the FCC website, and you can read the real story. It's not because they don't like linked repeaters. There's other repeaters out here. If you look on mygmrs.com, there is another local repeater around here that is not linked to anything but Zello, if you're concerned about it. All right, catch you later, Jack. Just about home. I'm going to go back to the other one. WRKX 957. Bye.
Hey, good to hear from you. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48, clear.
Have a good day, man. WRFK 359.
Later, RFK Jr. Jack, before I go, Jack, you still there?
Bad.
In case you didn't figure it out, the other guy out there is a phenomena. I'll leave it at that.
I haven't seen him. Last time I seen him was on Saturday. He was sitting by me. Roger? Down there a little bit. I gotta go get something to eat. Catch you later at WIEG 48.
WRUG 488, WRTX 930.
WRXP 401, Detroit, Michigan, West Side. Can I get a radio check on this unit and a location?
WRZ 544, sir, I have you loud and clear. Very little popcorn, and I am in Sheboygan County. Over.
Solid copy on that, Sheboygan County. I appreciate that. Have yourself a good evening, my friend.
RGP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. You're more than welcome. Enjoy your evening. We are monitoring the frequency.
Good afternoon to you, Bob. WRNW 329 up here in Clinton Township. Just watching the rain come down.
Roger that. Good afternoon. I saw that on the old radar there. I'm sitting here in the shack. And, yeah, it's, let me tell you, it's still, what, 87 degrees up here. And it smells like rain, but there's nothing on the radar. So we can always hope. Roger.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, we got a lot of patchy rain out there looking at the radar. And I guess we just one of those that got hit. It poured buckets for about 5 minutes. Now it's just drizzling, so hopefully that's the end of it there. Over.
Copy on that. Yeah, what? Day before yesterday, started early afternoon, rained heavily all afternoon and pretty much all evening. So the garden could definitely use it, so we're blessed to have it. Other than that, brother, you're not missing a thing here. Plan on doing some kayaking out here tomorrow. So, again, always a pleasure to have you in my receipt, brother.
Hi, Bob. I got a kayak I bought last year. I haven't put it in the water yet. I just ain't had time to do it. But definitely sounds like fun if the weather's right. And have a little fun on the water, especially if you're in the woods. Always lots of fun, but I haven't got it out there yet. Maybe I'll get it out before the snow falls, Daryl.
Much like yourself, I've got two of them sitting in here for me and the better half. I've got the big canoe there, and but I've had a couple of surgeries this summer, hoping to get rid of them early before deer season, and that was a mistake. I never have surgery before summer. You can't get nothing done around the house here. So, but yeah, and of course, anytime you're up this way, I hope to put a handshake on you. Back to you.
I copy that. Yeah, I try to make it up there. I think it's September. I have to get a hold of a buddy of mine. He's about midway up there, and we usually go up to the sawmill for a week up there, and right on the Lake Huron, Yeah, it's real nice up there. And a whole week of peace. Yeah, if we get up that way, we'll definitely holler at you there for sure.
Definitely, I look forward to it. You can check the call letters there and find out exactly my QTH area where I'm living. Yep, we've got it all up here. Plenty of water, plenty of forest, and it's definitely enjoyable. All right, my friend, I got to get back to this. I'm heavily into programming a new Whistler scanner, and as per se, it has issues, Roger.
I copy that. Ain't nothing wrong with a little extra frequency received for sure. You gotta know what's going on in the area. Okay, Bob. Appreciate you coming back. Nice talking to you. Maybe we'll talk to you again a little later. Have a good one. WRNW 329, clear for now.
My mother was a long-time scanner listener. I think she owned one of the first ones, to tell you the truth. So I picked it up for her, and I've got a home patrol, too, here I use in the house and the shack. But my daughter got interested, so I picked her up a portable unit and bought the software. You know how it goes. I won't bore you with the details, brother. Look forward to meeting you. Take care. Let me get off of here. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, will be monitored.
WSDU 216, listening. 261.
WSDU 261.
WSDU 261, monitoring.
WSDY 438. Everybody's headed north. US 27, everybody going north.
Typical summertime in Michigan.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
How about them Detroit Tigers? Royal 6, Tigers 1. WSDY 438.
WSTF 297, Eric, do you copy? WSTF 297, Eric, do you copy?
Wrong count, sorry about that.
WRPA805, WRVJ258. WRPA805, here is WRVJ258 calling.
Hi, Jim. WQVL833.
WQVL833, here is WRVJ258, good evening.
Hey Jim, what's been shaking?
Well, not a whole lot today. Basically, kind of healing up. Had a 13-hour day without a break in the sun yesterday down in Riverview. Very physical work day. didn't get in until after midnight. But spent most of the day today kind of hanging around the homestead because it's still hot and nasty out there. But I did have to transfer, kind of reload a truck. So spent a little bit of time out there sweating it out again. But back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, I just finished my lawn today just in time before it started raining. And took a little bit to get through that. What are you doing, some sound engineering stuff?
Yeah, that was yesterday's activity. Tomorrow I'm actually wearing two hats and providing a small system and actually performing as well in Bloomfield Hills. I don't know, this is probably about the 15th year in a row we've done this particular event. It's always the first Friday in August, and for a gated community out there, we play their pool party. They do kind of a Caribbean-themed pool party dinner, which is always good because we eat good. They pay pretty good, too. But looking like tomorrow, there's a pretty good chance we're going to be indoors, which will be a little different. At least we'll stay dry, but I don't know. I don't believe it's started raining here in East Point yet. If it is, it's doing it quietly. I got the place all closed up running the air conditioning, so I can't really hear exactly what's going on outside. I'll take a peek in a minute. But I know we're supposed to get thunderstorms coming through and staying through most of the day tomorrow, so someone's going to make a decision, hopefully, before I arrive at 2 to start unloading a truck, because I'm only going to do it once.
Is that the Teen Angel stuff, Jim? I remember seeing a video of you doing the Lion Sleeps Tonight, acapella there.
Yep, it'll be Teen Angels tomorrow, and we don't perform a whole lot, but back in the day, used to have to schedule vacations because we were working constantly unless we specifically blocked out time off. But things have changed. I stayed busy enough, but as most of us are, considerably older now, so I'm just working when I want and need to. I don't do it just to stay busy anymore. It's more about trying to get away in the RV. That's the big goal these days. I haven't done much of it this year. Only been out once back in May, and got a big trip planned in the fall here, but it's not completely scheduled. I got to get on the interweb here and finalize a few more reservations. But I was kind of hoping I might get out a little more this summer, but it just didn't work out that way.
Oh, I thought you got rid of that RV. You talk about that big fiberglass thing you had?
Oh, I sold that one, the Rectrans Discoverer, the 72 Rectrans Discoverer 25. I sold that in early 2017, or it might have been late 16, I'm trying to remember now. I think it was in late 2016 I sold it, and was a couple of months over the winter time without an RV, and I was thinking, gee, I'd really like to get an RV again, but something a little newer, something a little more practical. And I was poking around on the interweb on eBay in February of 2017, and was looking around and saw one that looked interesting, so I bid what I thought was going to be low and not have a chance of winning, and woke up the next morning, found out I'd won the auction, and that started a whole new set of problems, but I wound up with it. I ended up flying out to Phoenix and having the thing delivered from L.A. to Phoenix, and I drove it from Phoenix down through New Mexico, Texas, and that way in March of 2017 back to Michigan, and that's the one I have now.
Ah, awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to work, you know, if you've made a trip in it already. And that's a cool deal. But I don't know. I'm pretty much in coast mode, you know. I don't have any RVs or any plans, and I don't plan on flying anywhere. I'm just going to stay in my air-conditioned abode. Anyways, Jim, I gotta run out of here. It's been a pleasure hooking up with you again. Forgive me if I don't remember your call. I don't get on here much, but I heard you and I wanted to come over and say hi. So I'm gonna duck out and catch you again another time. This is WQVL 833-73, Jim.
WQVO 833 from WRVJ. WRV Jim 258. Okay, very good. Well, yep. Everybody gotta do what they gotta do. And, I'm, like I said, not winding it too tight these days. I'm trying not to. I'm 63, and I've worked hard enough. I'm just gonna do what I gotta do in order to pay bills and enjoy what I've got to the best of my ability, and let everybody else run the rat race. Anyway. Have a good evening. WQVO 833, WRBJ 258.
Hi, Jim. WQVL, that's Lima 833. Dave, IAQ. And Mary says hi. Talk to you later.
Ah, WQVL 833. Okay, Dave. Well, yeah, good catching up with you. And, yeah, pass along my best to Mary, and we'll hopefully we can cross paths here somewhere along the line before too much longer. Until then, 7-3, as we say in the other service. WRVJ 258.
WSTI 847.
WSTI 847. WIUG 88. Copy.
WSTI 847. How you doing, Frank? Or I'm sorry, Jack.
I'm doing good. You're coming very clear here, Roger.
Yeah, Jack, conditions are pretty good tonight for sure. I'm on 18625, so it's working out good tonight. Definitely good conditions. Sound good.
How are you doing? How's the weather down that way?
Oh, it was a hot one today. Saw the home weather station here. I think I'd seen it the hottest heat index. It was 111 on the heat index here, so the direct sunlight and stuff. So it was a hot one there, Jack.
Then it was 93 in the car. It was very hot. I didn't go nowhere. I just stayed home. I had to go get a couple of places and I came back fast. Over.
Oh, that's for sure. That is for sure. You kind of lay low and keep hydrated there, Jack. So, all right, man. I'll let you go. You have a good, safe evening there. Stay cool. And great to hear you there. Really sounds good down here. We'll talk again. WSAI 847.
Good to hear from you. You take care. And you have a good day today and tomorrow. WIUG 88.
WIUG 48,
WRTX 930. Station 930, go ahead.
Well, how you doing tonight, Jack? Keeping cool?
You're right. Keep it cool. The air was on and it stayed on and it stayed on until now. And it was so hot, it was 93. And I just talked to Ohio. It was 101 down that way.
Yeah, there's actually a beauty of living in the woods. It protects you from that extreme swing, but there's the problem of the humidity. So the house gets to be like 72, 73, 74, and that's okay. That's not bad. But then what happens is the humidity gets to be like 75% in the house. So you need to run the air to bring the humidity down. But it comes down so quickly because you're shaded and in the woods. It's a really weird thing. It's kind of a balancing act as to how to run the actual air conditioner.
And I believe the air conditioner didn't know which way to go, to the right or left, or south and north. Roger.
Yeah, it's because its control is solely by temperature, but the temperature being not so bad, you know, 74, 75, you know, you turn it down to 73 in the pool. That's why I keep telling my wife, no, you need to let, I've learned how to do it. You need to let the house actually build up a little heat and then humidity on these humid days. And then what you do is, when the house is like 74, then you turn it on and set it to 72. And then it'll come down, it'll come down quickly, but it'll also pull that humidity out at the same time.
but if you just leave it running all day at a constant temperature, the humidity tends to build up in the house. So, yeah, deal with that, smart thermostat. I'd like to see some smart thermostat deal with that.
I haven't seen one. But speaking of the wife, how she's doing?
Every day is better. I mean, it's been slow, but it's better every day. So she's walking around now, somewhat without crutches. But she needs to carry the crutches around, or maybe one crutch. So it's getting better. Man, it's been a brutal recovery. The bunion on your foot is nothing but, it's not just the growth. They gotta break the toe to be able to fix it. And that's basically what happened. It's a brutal recovery. But I would say she's 80% at this point.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. She's doing good. That is a good sign out that way. Anyhow, and here it was about 93. That's when I reached up in here. And I just walked outside, and it was hot. And it says 81 degrees. So I don't know. It's going to be that way all night, or it's going to change. Nobody knows.
It'll probably go down to 75 or so tonight, but it's the sticky parts gonna stay because there's no wind. The wind is what's gonna blow the stickiness away, and there's no wind. It's gonna be humid and nasty all night.
There's hardly any wind at all out there when I just walked outside. I had to close the door, a sunroom door, so I had to walk outside and close that. And that's why I find no wind at all. And it's humid. It really is. I don't know for how long that we're going to have, a couple of days or 3 days. So I have no idea.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at the longer-term forecast to see whether this stuff's staying or not. And it's been that way for the last 4 or 5 days. No wind. You know, the temperature's okay. The temperature's not really that bad, 82, 85, you know, something like that. That's all right. It's summer. That's okay. But the humidity, man, and the no wind, brutal.
I see what you're saying. So you're going to go to Upper Peninsula when?
Well, I got some materials on order, and I think my wife will be all right in another 2 or 3 weeks, so another 2 or 3 weeks probably. Something like that. We'll see how it goes.
I take it a little bit easy anyhow. You know, I don't know how hot it is out that way. It probably is very hot out that way too. Roger?
I have a monitor up there that I can look at. It's on average 5, 8, 10 degrees cooler. It's probably the same humidity. It doesn't report the humidity to me, but yeah, it's warm, but it's all right. That's fine. There ain't no air conditioning in that house, so maybe I'm glad I'm not there right now.
That's for sure. I'm too glad you're not out there. I'm glad. You know what? I think so. No air conditioning out there, so that's a different story. Roger.
Yeah, that's not in that house right now, that's for sure. It's an old mining house that it used to have steam heat that was converted to water heat, but yeah, if you're running cold water through there, that's not going to help on the baseboard. So yeah, there's no air conditioning there, that's for sure. I got a box fan. I got a box fan in the room.
Oh, well, anyhow. Well, Ken, I got to get me some water, so I will talk to you a little bit later. And good to hear you back. I haven't heard you in a long time. WIUG 48.
It's only been a few days, Jack. The second hour was offline for a couple of days, but it was only about a couple of days. But, yeah, good chat with you. Have a good rest of your evening. WRTX 930.
WRZP 544. Great conversation, gentlemen. We are monitoring the frequency.
Well, how's it going, Bob, in Sheboygan County? This is Ken and Birch Run, WRTX 930.
WRTX 930, WRZP 544. Well, I'll tell you the truth, all systems go here at the old homestead, and I actually can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, there's stuff I could complain about, but, you know, as you get older in life, you stop complaining.
Roger that. I've learned many things, but one of them was hurdles are just obstacles to overcome. I could complain like yourself, but I probably wouldn't do any good there, right, Bill?
Yeah, today I had my tenant call me up. I rent a house not too far away, and he called me up and said the toilet was wobbly, so I took it off and tried to cut the pipe down and put a new flange on, because he thought the flange was broke. It's a slab home, so, yeah, his fix didn't work, and I had to go down there and he cut the pipe down in the 90, you know, in the bend part of the PVC, so I'm like, yeah, you're not going to be able to grab anything out of that. I got to excavate soil by hand, you know, digging with your hands down into the dirt. I grab some pipe that can be straight, and you can glue some new PVC onto to build the flange back up. And I'm like, why were you doing that? I'm like, why? No, you want to fix the towel bar, you want to fix a squeaky wheel on a door wall, I don't care. But when it comes to breaking up a concrete floor and putting new flange on no, you need to call me. I'm sorry, you need to call me.
Done that, have the t-shirt. I rented a home over here in Lansing for 7 years, brother. You're preaching to the choir. I feel your pain. Best thing I ever did was get rid of that piece of property. And I bought in good and I sold good, so it served me well. But yeah, one of many nightmares for landlords these days.
they've actually been really good tenants. They don't bother me with, you know, small petty stuff like some of the previous tenants used to do. But yeah, you can't go busting up the floors without you, dude. Just call me. I'll tell you if you can do it or not. It's okay. Just call me. Tell me what's happening. But yeah, it's a fine line.
All honesty, it took me 4 years of headaches before the last 3 years I got a real good tenant in there. She took real good place. A single mother with two children, go figure. Took better place of, yeah. But, yeah, like we could complain, you know, my health's failing. I'm back-to-back surgeries here this summer, and I tell you what, I'm still recovering from spine surgery. So, you know, it could be worse. We're upright. We have our health, and like we say, we got great weather. So, keep an upper lip, as they say, Roger.
Yep, that's exactly right. I try to keep a positive spin on everything. I'm like, well, this could be a lot worse. It's all right. I can fix this. It's okay. They're paying. Their checks come. It's all right. I'm okay.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you only because I've been there, brother. Remember, you said that when you're digging in the dirt and having to go over there and fix that. But, nope, you got two choices. My mother said you can get busy living or you can get busy dying. And I prefer the first one myself, so it's all good, brother.
Yep, I hear you. I take your advice. I'm happy. I'm not complaining. I'll tell the story, but I'm not complaining.
Sir, I'm writing a paper here to the FCC for all good it'll do. I've been working on it for many years. Things to complain about. You know, you buy a radio today, you've got to buy their third party's program software, and then you got to buy their cable. And nobody, anybody that manufactures a radio that's imported, it should come with the software and the damn cable, as far as I'm concerned. Roger?
Yeah, well, I hear you on that one. The cable never comes. I mean, some of the cables are very proprietary. A lot of them can be shared between certain types of radio, but, yeah, the software is definitely a problem. But I think that's always kind of been the case. I don't know.
Yeah, we're the consumer. We can't win for losing. Like I say, if you manufacture a product that needs to be programmed via computer, the manufacturer should automatically supply the software and the cable, and it should come with it. But typically, I found it's always third-party software, and then you go from there. But like I said, I have worse things to complain about. The good Lord let me put my feet on the ground this morning, and I had a beautiful day, so... Again, no complaints, brother. No complaints. There are a lot of people worse off than we are. A lot of people are a lot worse than we are, sir.
Yeah, well, you're talking about surgeries and stuff you had earlier this year. That sounds like a lot to deal with, so... Yeah, the fact that you're under 2 feet... Talking on the radio in the shack? What's the complaint about?
Not a thing, not a thing. I've got a wonderful better half. She's done nothing but bust her butt in the garden this year, and I'm still restricted to lifting 10 pounds, so hopefully I start physical therapy next week. But I had two rules of thumb when it comes to surgeries. Let's get them done before deer season, and then I thought, well, you know, summertime's a big time to check off your honeydew list around the property and the house and everything. So this year I chose let's get them done before deer season, Roger.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That sounds pretty good. Yeah, my wife was, my better half is pretty good too. She actually just had a foot surgery, and she's been kind of immobile for the last 4 weeks, but she's getting back on her feet now without the crutches, and it's been painful, but she's getting around, she's doing her thing, and hopefully, all's well. She's planning on going back to work next week, so we'll see.
One day at a time. I'm constantly reminded that I'm not bulletproof anymore, and I just turned 65 this year. Served my country for many years, jumping out of airplanes and such. 100% disabled veteran. We don't heal like we used to, and sometimes we got to listen to what them doctors say. So, we've got our health and we're upright. Well, then we've got it pretty much the rest of the day made. Roger?
Oh, yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I don't think I've heard that from you before, that you were veteran. Well, thank you for your service, sir. You're better than most of us.
Thank you, and don't tell nobody. And keep all my secrets in the closet. I got skeletons, I'll assure you that. But like I said, there are people a lot worse than I am. I'm truly blessed. I'd do it again if they let me. I truly would. living the dream. Right next to Pigeon River here, I've got a real nice Articat Pro 6-seater. I'm amateur photographer, so I get out quite often. The wildlife here, up to and including the elk, it's ridiculous the amount of game we have up this way.
Yeah, I hear that. That's nice. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to stop at the Indian River exit and have a cup of coffee with you or something, because I think that's where you said you're nearest. So I pass by there all the time. I'm gonna have to stop.
Miles east to exit 310 as you're heading down away, brother. Handshake is always in a cup of coffee. They do that quite a bit downstate there, and I keep threatening I might have to go a road trip to go down and meet some of them folks, but there's also two local repeaters up here, one in Petoskey and one in Sheboygan. They are not connected to the MI8 network. I say again, they are not. And there's quite a few folks on here recently in the past 3 months. Two gentlemen, both engineers that work with MI8 and the communication systems here in Michigan, and then two private gentlemen. We intend to have a coffee break up here ourselves here soon. But sure, anytime you get this way, I've got a radio on in the shack, and if I'm not in the shack, there's a handheld around somewhere.
Yeah, I think I'm familiar with it. At least one of those. One of them used to be called the Mancello or repeater, I think. But I had a couple of them
programmed into my radio as I pass through that area many times. And there's always people talking on them, that's for sure.
Roger that. Like I say, we hope to get together with the folks that we've been communicating with here for a couple months now, and last year as well, so we get a coffee break. But handshake and a cup of coffee is always good there, and if nothing else, we'll give you the grand tour, Roger.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'm trying to get a barn built at my place up in the west end of UP there. So I'm going to be hauling some equipment up and some materials, although most materials I'll get up there, but I need to get some of them down here. But it's going to be a lot of fun the next year or so, trying to get this barn built.
It's an endeavor and a grand one you're taking on there as well, but remember, you can only eat an elephant one bite at a time, so the rewards will last you a lifetime, I'm sure you well know. If you don't mind, what's your background in the industry, sir?
Well, my day job is I'm an IT guy. I've been an IT guy since, like, 1994. So now I'm an old IT guy that most young people don't respect, but that's all right. That's okay. I'm okay with that. But, you know, I work on cars. I do additions. I've never built anything from actual scratch, so this barn is going to be new, so, but I could do it. I know I can do it.
That you most definitely can. I have no doubt. Myself, as an airborne ranger, combat arms, of course, for many years, and then picked up my mainframe in aviation in the military, intelligence communication, navigation communication specialist, and flew right seat in many of our higher-end aircraft there in the Army. So I do have an electronics background. I failed my ham test 6 times, but I keep banging away there. I pretty much, due to my service, both mentally and physically, I have to admit, I've probably forgotten more than I know, Roger.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, that's quite an accomplished career. Wow, that's... I'm impressed. That's awesome.
Let me just put it this way, and typically I don't put this out during the daytime. We've had many late night conversations, if you heard of or maybe participated in Professor Don's late night conversations on the radio here. But thank you. No, like I said, I'd do it again, but I got to see the world, and I still have brothers and sisters all over the world. We remain a very tight-knit community still to this day, so I'm blessed, like I said, and my wonderful family. I got 4 beautiful grandchildren, so no, nothing to complain about here, Brother McGap. If you hunt or you fish or you need help hauling stuff up to UP, well, you know where to find me up this way. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off and let the channel roll here. And you'll find me in here most any time. So I'm going to say good evening. It's been a pleasure having you in my home and in my receive this evening. WRZP 544 will be clear and monitoring on your phone. Sorry, that was long-winded.
you're fine there. I heard all of it. Yeah. Good chatting with you again, Bob. Certainly always a pleasure to have you in my receive, as you say. And yeah, we'll be chatting again soon, hopefully. And we'll sign off for now. This is WRTX 930.
Roger that. Also keep an eye out for Captain Don. He's usually on here late night too. Anywhere from midnight on, you might catch him in here. And he was also a close friend of Professor Don, and him and old Jack, they go way back. So have a good evening. That's RCP 544. We're monitored.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile, listening.
Yeah, I'm stuck.